The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. The Lord said, "Woe to you who build the memorials of the prophets whom your fathers killed. Consequently, you will bear witness and give assent to the deeds of your ancestors, for they killed them, and you do the building. Therefore, the wisdom of God said, 'I will send them prophets and apostles. Some of them they will kill and persecute, in order that this generation might be charged with its blood of all the prophets, shed since the foundation of the world, from the blood of Abel to the blood of Zechariah, whom died between the altar and the temple building. Yes, I tell you, this generation will be charged with their blood. Woe to you, scholars of the law! You have taken away the key of knowledge. You yourselves did not enter, and you stopped those trying to enter.' When Jesus left, the scribes and the Pharisees began to act with hostility towards him and to interrogate him about many things, for they were plotting to catch him at something he might say." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
One of the great dangers that we can all be guilty of is sometimes we forget that absolute truth does exist. And we see this in the gospel today, where Jesus says, "They've taken away the keys of knowledge." So what does that mean for us as disciples? In other words, the Lord is telling us to listen to him. Absolute truth does exist. And absolute truth is always Jesus Christ. You know, movements come and go, political movements, you know, whatever's popular the day, but what will always last is the law of God. And we should take comfort in that. You know, we're only here on this earth for a little bit. Our lives are really, really over very quickly. But what will always remain is Jesus Christ. So my dear friends, let us challenge ourselves once again to listen to Jesus in our daily lives, to listen to what he's telling us, and to live out our faith by choosing to listen to Jesus above all else. So, my dear friends, the choice is ours. We can go astray, or we could listen to the love of Jesus. And our Lord tells us that if we do put Jesus first, that it is going to be difficult, that sometimes people will misunderstand us or not even like us, but our reward will be great if we listen to him. So, my friends, Jesus alone is absolute truth because he leads us to heaven. So be not afraid today. You've chosen to begin your day with our Lord, and may he bless you with the wisdom and knowledge that you need.